Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, you're in for a real treat, ladies and gentlemen, because today we have in our studio Mr. Andrew Frazier, the author of the just released book, Running Your Small Business Like a Pro. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, Darrell. Thanks for having me. Excited to be joining you on your show this evening.
You know, I'm so happy you joined us on the show because I had the opportunity of speaking at your conference, your Power Breakfast Conference that was held this past Thursday. And you had a session there where you went over your book. And I can tell you, the attendees in the audience, you know, were sitting on the edge of their seats listening to every word that you were saying about what your book is all about. But before we jump into your book, Running Your Small Business Like a Pro, can you share with our studio audience a little bit about your education background and experience?
Okay. Thanks, Darrell. Basically, I have 25 years experience in business management and leadership. Started out education, studied mechanical engineering at MIT. From there, I had participated in Navy ROTC. So upon graduating, I became a supply corps officer or logistics officer for the Navy and ran all the business functions for a ship, which was a great learning opportunity and just a great experience. Highly recommend the military for anyone who is of age and of interest. Great experience, gives you valuable life lessons. From there, I came out and worked for a large private company in general management before going back to school and getting my MBA at NYU, where I focused on finance and general management. From there, I had an opportunity to work for the New York Life Insurance Company, working in finance, investments. I spent some time in mergers, acquisitions, and I actually opportunity to run one of their facilities as well. So spent about 8 years there, got to do a lot of things, learn a lot. And while I was there, also earned my CFA designation or Chartered Financial Analyst, which is basically like a CPA for investment managers or financial managers. And then from there I left, had an opportunity to be the Chief Operating Officer of the Executive Leadership Council, which is a trade organization that represents the most senior African Americans in corporate America. And leaving there, I spent, left to do my current passion. So it's about 10 years now where I've been working with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and organizational leaders, really helping them to learn how to grow their revenues for their organization, increase the profitability, and also prepare them so that they can get financing to grow.
Wow, that is a phenomenal, phenomenal background. And I'd like to add, you are a second time guest on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter. We met a few years back and you were on the show to talk about your Power Breakfast Conference. Now, you're in your ninth year with the Power Breakfast Conference, I believe?
Yes. So we started, almost 9 years ago with just doing a Power Breakfast in Newark because there was a need for really building a forum and a platform for smaller entrepreneurs and business owners, especially in the inner city. We did it in Newark and, really helping them to really make the connections they need to be more successful. And it's grown every year. We've added different pieces. So, it started out as a breakfast. We moved on to having a workshop after the breakfast and the breakfast. And now we're at a point where we're doing a full-day conference. So we're doing a breakfast, a panel, another a power lunch, another panel, and then we do networking at the end. So it's a full day of activities and opportunities to make connections and build your business.
Congratulations on that. Well done. Well done. You know, I tell you, I always like to try to understand the motivation for someone to write a book. What was your motivation to write this book, which is, I think it's an excellent work manual for those who want to start their own business, running your business, running your small business like a pro. What was your motivation?
I think there were a few motivations, but one of the key ones is I really love what I do, working for entrepreneurs and business owners and really helping them to be more successful. And, you know, having worked in corporate, it was good, but it felt like you were just making rich people richer. And working with entrepreneurs and business owners, you're actually changing their lives. You know, you help them increase their sales by 50%. That translates to their profits significantly increasing and their whole life and their family and being able to employ more people and really make a difference. And, you know, I've learned a lot, been able to be very successful, and wanted to share the knowledge that I've gained. So putting a book together really allowed me to put together something that more people can benefit from. And, you know, a lot of small businesses don't really have a lot of money, so they can't afford to hire me and bring me in to do what they need. But the book can really give them a good start and help build their knowledge so that they can use that to help grow and, you know, really work with that.
That is excellent. That is really excellent. And so do you recommend someone start to read this book from start to finish, or can they, you know, move around, pick a chapter in one part that might be more interesting to them? What is your recommendation?
Okay. Well, definitely what I would say is, the first half of the book, each chapter is kind of independent. So, you know, the first seven chapters, you know, actually, let's say the first half of the book, what it's called is What You Don't Know Will Hurt You. So I talk about key challenges that entrepreneurs and business owners have. So each chapter is independent. I do recommend going straight through because it's pretty comprehensive and, you know, allows you to really get a feel for it. But if there were specific topics in the first half of the book that you were more interested in than others, it's okay to stop through, you know, pick and choose there. But the second half of the book is called This Is How You Do It. And this is really a methodology that I've developed for how to really be able to run your business like a pro, and a process that you can follow to really help you be more successful and be able to focus on what you need to grow your business. So, yes, you can skip around. Don't recommend it. Definitely don't skip around on the second half.
Okay. Now, today you asked a question to the group. This past Thursday, you asked a question to the group in regards to chapter 3, What Is My Greatest Fear? And some of the answers that we heard were quite interesting. But what is the, in chapter 3, we said, what is my greatest fear? What is that greatest fear?
Well, generally, that greatest fear, what I found is the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs and small business owners is really working with numbers and analysis. You know, a lot of them have run their business, have had success, but really to be able to take your business to the next level, you can't just rely upon quantitative information, you need qualitative information. And the quantitative information is through analysis and through working with numbers and through developing your business model. And until you do that, you're going to be limited in the information you have to make good decisions. And that's going to hinder and hurt your business.
Let's talk about some of those numbers. What are some of those numbers that you feel that they're a must that they need to understand?
Okay. Well, first of all, you've got the revenues, so your sales. So most entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, familiar with those. Some may watch them closer than others, but that's something you should really be watching on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, depending on what your business is. So, you know, definitely you start with the sales, but beyond the sales, you need to understand your costs and what's it costing you first to deliver your products and services, which is your variable costs. But you also need to know your fixed costs, which are your costs that you're going to have to spend and pay for whether or not you make any sales. So really understanding those and the relationship between them allows you to work on your business. It gives you the ability to do projections and plan for your business, and even just doing a break-even analysis to understand how much you need to sell in order to break even. So